Here comes Inspirational Gold with Carol Gold. Truth, empowerment, and inspiration. If you're tired and done with news that has an agenda, politicians that seek only re-election, and a culture run amok, Carol Gold awakens you to what is and what's possible. And now, supporting you on the journey, honoring you in your choices, empowering you to be your highest self, and always lighting and leading the way, here is Carol Gold.
Hi, sorry, I'm Carol Gold. Welcome to Inspirational Gold. Sorry, there was some dead air there for a few minutes. The number here is 858-777-8442 if you'd like to get in on the conversation or if you'd like a reading during the next half hour of the show. First, let me tell you why I'm back on Blog Talk Radio with this particular show. I have continued to do Above the Fray podcast on Monday and Thursday evenings with Steve Clark, a show you can also check out on Blog Talk Radio and on iTunes. And, of course, all those shows are archived. But I came back on with this show. Let me give you a little background. I used to do this show a couple times a week, and I did readings. That was predominantly what I did. And I stopped doing those readings for a while, and the reason I've decided to come back on the show and partially do readings, partially I say, and I will do readings every night that I'm on this show. And initially I'll do this show one night a week, unless I decide that the audience is there to grow it more frequently. The reason that I'm doing this show is we are living in very incredible times, and there are people who seem to be living in different realities, and neither one of them is wrong. People living in one reality are having experiences that are different than people living in what I call another reality, and as a left-brain lawyer, which I am, and a right-brain intuitive, which I am, I go in and out of both of those worlds, and so I can appreciate what people are going through. I appreciate the challenges that each and every one of you are facing, and I believe that I am uniquely positioned here to reflect both of those realities and hopefully meld them together. What I mean by that is nothing is either all good or all bad. There are spots of brightness and there are spots of darkness in every experience that we have, and I think it's important for us to stop thinking of ourselves as divided and begin to understand how we are united. And I don't mean that in a political sense, although there is a context in which tonight, before I do readings, I do want to talk about the political context because I think it can be very enlightening. And here's what I mean by being able to meld those two worlds. This is the best example I think I can give you. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party stand for different things. On their surface, they stand for different things. So, for example, the Republican Party stands for rugged individualism, right? It's the individual, they work hard and they do well, they can, in America, still achieve what we used to call the American dream. And so individualism is a very important part of their platform. The problem is that Republicans have limited that concept of the power of the individual to an economic or a financial context, so that what they're talking about is being able to make enough money or grow your business or whatever it is by putting your nose to the grindstone, so to speak, working hard and advancing at your own pace. That's the positive side of that. At the same time, on the other side of the aisle, and again, I'm putting this in a political context so that you can understand what I'm talking about when I talk about melding worlds, the Democrats also have a very important principle, and that is that we are all connected, and therefore we all are responsible for one another. And the problem with that context and the way they use it is that they talk about it in a social engineering kind of context, where they are talking about the government taking care of people and forcing people to act as one. So I just gave you an example on either side of the aisle of how there is a fundamentally good principle in both of those political parties. However, it gets perverted because people get greedy and they get hungry for money and they get hungry for power, both of which are examples of greed, and then they get corrupted. And yet, it's important not to, as the expression goes, throw out the baby with the bathwater. So what does that mean? That means we can look at the Democrats and take what's good from their principles. We can look at the Republicans and take what's good from their principles. And we cannot allow ourselves to be pitted one against the other. Oh, I'm a Republican. I have to hate you. You're a Democrat. Oh, I'm a Democrat. I have to rebel against everything you stand for because you're a Republican. That's a game. That's an illusion, and that's a situation that will literally do us in, will literally defeat us. If we allow ourselves to be manipulated that way and to be separated that way. So I like to say that the concept of oneness is not a political concept. And when it becomes a political concept, it becomes something called socialism or communism, and that's never going to work because it never has in the face of the earth, and it never will. Because you can't legislate people to like each other. You certainly can't legislate them to love each other. There isn't enough enforcement in the world, enforcement as in military force, there isn't enough enforcement in the world to make people understand that they're all connected in a very important way, the same way that nature is connected in a very important way, and that going it alone is not a strategy for harmony and oneness and unity. It's a strategy for defeat. However, within the concept of unity, every individual brings something that is unique to them and makes the whole more powerful than its individual parts. So, the reason that I've come back on air to do this show, and the reason that I will do readings, and I will do news, and I will do logical, rational stuff, and I will do creative, intuitive stuff, and the reason I will do it all is because we are all of that. We are all of that. And it's no good to mock the political gurus and the political junkies because that's what they do, any more than it is to knock the metaphysical people or the spiritual people because that's what it is they do and it's so different from the other. The reality is that all of us have both of that inside of ourselves. And until we recognize that within ourselves and therefore claim or reclaim the power that is truly ours as individuals and as members of a society and then members of a community, members of something greater than ourselves, unless we learn to bring both of those together, we are destined to be enslaved to people who manipulate us through separation and fear. So I will come to you at least one night a week, and that will be archived, and maybe more as the audience grows, because I used to have a tremendous audience on this show, and it has dispersed, obviously, having not been on air. But I will come to you at least one day a week to give you, for the week, hopefully enough insight and inspiration and food for thought so that you know you're not alone, because we never are. Only by design, only by choice, by self-design are we alone. We're never alone, and I want you to know that, and I want you to know that whatever you're going through is not unique to you. Your particular circumstances may be specifically unique to you, but the challenge of change and the challenge of stress and the challenge of growth, no one is escaping at this time who is alive on earth. It is by nature and definition the consciousness expanding, the evolutionary experience that we're going through at this time. And the other thing we need to remember is that in every age, in every part of recorded human history, every age has had its own challenges, and everyone's challenge, just like everyone's pain, is unique to them, and therefore they think it's the worst, right? Because when you have pain, it's always the worst pain because it's your pain. It's different than someone else's pain. Of course, There's another level on which that isn't true, which is that we're all connected, and when someone else suffers, basically you're suffering too. But you know what I mean. In a polarized world, in a world of time, in a 3D or even a 4D world, our own pain is our worst, is the worst, because it literally is ours. What we are experiencing in terms of transition, in terms of what it is we need to experience and grow through during this time in human evolution, seems like the worst, right? Because it's happening to us. But as the expression goes, God never gives you anything you can't handle, or the universe never gives you anything you can't handle. And so while it seems like it's the worst, it's really not. And besides, you're going to get everything you need to get through it if you learn how to open up and receive. And so there'll be times when I'm going to talk about that as well, about what allowing is, what receiving is, what transmitting energy and receiving energy is, because it is all about energy and it is all about frequency and it is all about learning how to be both a transmitter and a receiver of energy as a human antenna, I guess I would say. I don't want to make us sound less than empathic and compassionate people, but we are energy after all, and we can transmit and receive, even telepathically, even non-physically. And I'll get into all of that in future shows. I have so much to say about that, but I wanted to set up the premise for those of you. Thank you for in the chat room who've joined me so far, and I will try to answer questions that are in the chat room as well as those that are in the queue. I just want to say that it's important that we not live in a world of only metaphysics, of only paradigm shifting, but that we also live in the very concrete physical world that we are still experiencing in the reality in which we are living, and in, at least in one of those realities. And so things like the economy and things like global terrorism and things like environmental issues, they're not superfluous. They're not unimportant and shouldn't be to those of us who are metaphysicians, to those of us who look into the other realm as part of our everyday existence and understand there's more than the physical world. There's both. We're living in both. And we have to learn how to adapt and align both of those so that we grow in ways and we grow toward harmony and we grow toward oneness in a way that's never manifested before on the planet. So let me go to a caller first. Or let me say it better. Let me go to my first caller and let's get into some intuitive stuff. Hi, area code 323. This is Carol. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Carol. It's my first time hearing you. My name is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. Welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
Can I get a message from the divine?
You'd like a message from the divine?
Yes.
Okay. So, Yvette, I'm going to, I use two decks of cards when I'm on air. Tonight I'm using messages from the angels and I'm using the archangels. And I would ask you to choose one of those two decks.
One was the archangel. What was the other one?
Messages from the angels.
And the other one?
One was archangel and one was messages from the angel.
I'm with the archangel.
Okay. So this is for Yvette. She would like a message from the divine. Yvette, this is from the archangel Haniel, H-A-N-I-E-L. And this message is about recognizing your energy cycles and capitalizing on them. So what I'm taking away from this, because when I pulled the card, it was upside down, and what that means to me is that they're trying to tell you or to guide you or to make you aware that you're not maximizing the cyclical nature that your own energy goes through. So I'm hearing that there are times when you're actually low energy, that you push yourself And there are times when you are strong in your energy, but you may scatter it. You may not be focused always in those times when you're in your higher energy emanation. And so the message is for you to become more aware not only of your own energy cycles and how you're using them, but also of the very real influence that the moon has upon, just the way it has an effect upon the tides, that it also has an effect upon bodily fluids, 95% or 97% or whatever that percentage is, that we are made up of fluid, of liquid in our bodies, that you become very affected by the positioning of the moon. And so I guess I would ask you, are you aware that your energy ebbs and flows, and are you aware of how you use those cycles?
I've been more mindful about the cycles right now because I have some time for myself. Not to, like, I don't have to go to a job right now, to a 9-to-5. So it forces me to, like, be more introspective, maybe take some time to focus in when I'm guided to or when I'm supposed to, versus just going like I have been in the past. So I guess I'm trying to tune in.
Yvette, the other message that came through and is coming through now strongly is coming from the messages from the angels deck. And this is Azure, A-Z-U-R-E. And the message is that your desired outcome will occur in the very near future. Have patience and faith, and don't try to force it to happen. So I get the feeling as I say this that this message is much more on point for you, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
You know, it's funny. Can I elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes.
My friend last night, I went through some crazy, I don't know, last night she just picked up on something on me, like I was feeling emotional, and I kind of had this little session before I spoke with her. She's like, she started talking, just talking, and she said, the angels are there with you. I'm like, and she says, there's two angels. This is, no, you're not going through this for nothing. There is a blessing after this. There's a miracle. And it was almost like I needed to hear that. And she, but the way she said it, that was so profound in that moment, kind of like what you're saying. So there is something that's, you know, been cooking. It's just like, it's almost like, I don't want to play the waiting game, but it's almost kind of like that.
So they're telling me that even in your speech, the energy is rushing out of you, and that you're speeding, you're operating too fast for what you're experiencing now. They want you, this message from Azure about having faith and patience has to do with living in the moment and allowing what's in front of you to be in front of you without projecting out very far. So you may have a tendency to think out, you know, a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it is. They want you to let go of that right now. And they want you to just slow down because, and here's the reason, they're trying to communicate with you directly. So you don't have to get it from outside yourself, but you're moving so fast they can't get to you. The messages that you're waiting for and the guidance that you are looking for is right there, but you're never in the same place for 30 seconds is the way they're telling me that you're on the move even when you're sitting down.
Okay, it's so funny because I got this session done and the woman said, the angel said, I have this plaque in my car, never drive faster than your angels, and I'm driving faster than my angels.
Yeah,
but it's weird because I've been taking all these breaks and being more introspective. Like my body says, take a break. I honor that. I'm not forcing myself to go to the gym or go to class or do something that I'm honoring that moment to stay in the present moment. So I've been doing more of taking the moment and taking breaks than before, than ever before. And as far as projecting out into the future, I haven't done that very often until lately. I just started to meditate a little bit more on maybe what I want some of the future to look like.
Okay, so that's where I was going to go next. They want you to meditate, but they don't want you to ask or project what the future should look like. They want you to meditate in silence and only receive, so that as your mind begins to tick, as your mind begins to tick and you begin to get thoughts in your meditation, release the thought, release the thought, release the thought. Keep going back to stillness. Keep going back to your breath if you have to. If you do TM, keep going back to your mantra. Whatever it is that brings you back out of the thought, don't judge the thought. Don't ask what the thought is about. Just let it go, let it go. They want you to be very silent and still so that when you are not in meditation, they can actually guide you better, but they can't make the connection unless you're in stillness and silence.
Okay.
So that's the advice, Yvette. Wishing you all good luck, and I hope you stay with the show.
Thank you. I sure will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I have someone in the chat room. And the question is, it's from Jules, and the question is, asking about a place or a sanctuary to live, Dunedin or Fort Myers or Port St. Lucie or any of those. And then there's a subsequent chat about where all three of those cities are located. I will tell you that initially when I read your question, Port St. Lucie jumped out at me as something that felt, what it felt about Port St. Lucie is it needs further investigation. So I'm not certain, I'll try to get it through the cards, Jules, I will in a minute. I'm not certain as to whether it needed more investigation because there's something there that you don't yet know that would allow you to rule it out, or whether there's something there that's very right for you and you'll know it when you investigate further. But I did get a message about looking further into Port St. Lucie, and now I'm going to pull some cards, pull a card actually, to see if I can get some clarification on that. Okay, the card is caution is warranted. Look deeper into the situation before proceeding further. So there's your answer. Take a look for whatever reason at Port St. Lucie. There actually may be, Jules, another option yet that hasn't materialized, but you don't have sufficient full information is what I'm hearing. There's more to this unfolding of your move, of your place for sanctuary, than is in the moment. I actually want to go to the other deck as well, and I want to pull from the Archangels because I want to see who is working with you on this and why. You still there in the chat, Jules? Because I'm answering. Hopefully you're still there. Okay, Jules, the answer is divine order. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past illusion and see the underlying order. So what I take from all of that is you are definitely having a move. You are definitely moving to a place that is in your highest good. You have insufficient information at the moment. Something about your move needs to be looked into further. And that's the overall message. So I hope that's helpful to you, Jules. And if you find more information about this issue and you want to return to a future show, I'll be glad to answer further questions about it if you like. Let me encourage everyone who's listening. You can also work with me privately. I do free readings on air here. I do readings by appointment. You can go to my website, Carole, CAROLEGold.com, and you can schedule a private session with me. I'll also give another plug in the moment for my other show, Above the Fray Podcast, on which we don't do readings, usually. Once in a while, I'll take a caller for readings on that show, but on that show, we ask that you call in and share the conversation with us. We talk about important things that are happening in the world, not so much metaphysically, but certainly spiritually in a way, or religiously. My co-host is a Catholic. I'm a Jew. We try to cover everything we can in terms of current events and world events as well. Lastly, before I close the show with some hopefully more guidance, I'll have a new book coming out shortly. It's called The Cardinal Principles, 12 Steps for Surviving Change. I think it's very important. The book was channeled. I think it's one of the most powerful things I've ever written. And so I'll be encouraging you to look for that once it's ready for Kindle book, ebook, or soft cover purchasing. Okay. So with a few minutes left, let me talk a little more about what your role is in what's coming. You know, it's so easy to feel powerless, and it's so easy to feel victimized, and that's in a way the cheap and dirty way out of things. There have been times throughout history when every ethnic group, when every social strata, when everyone could choose the victim role or could choose the role of powerlessness, and yet all throughout human history, we see the profound changes that have come in the world through the actions of a single person, for the good and for the ill. You know, one of the things that I love to share with people is something I once heard, which is that what Hitler and Jesus always both had in common was that they both could move a crowd. And it's a very true statement. Charisma is not necessarily a good thing. We get to choose as human beings what we do with our power. We get to choose what we do with our creative energy. Every single one of us has creative energy. In fact, during these times of profound change, I encourage everyone to find a creative outlet of some sort, or at least to connect with nature every day in some way, because it's through creativity, it's through alignment with the natural order that you begin to realign yourself away from the technology, away from the manifestations of humankind in the physical world, and to tap in more to that innate energy, that innate power that is truly you. We are all co-creators. We are born of a creator, whether you believe in creationism or you believe in intelligent design or you believe in evolution. We all come from a single source, and there is no doubt in anyone's mind who has given it any thought that that source has an intelligence and an order beyond and a creativity that is beyond anything any of us can understand. But what you cannot take away from us is the fact that we are of that. We are of that, and therefore we have that in our DNA. The same way that when you give birth, your offspring has in their DNA some of your DNA. And that means that in each one of us is the potential to co-create on a microscopic scale, not in the macrocosm, but in the microcosm. We each have the opportunity to create and make a difference and do something extraordinary in our own individual realms, within our own lives and within our own lifetimes. And so do not be the victim. Do not feel that the government has disempowered you. Do not feel that you cannot make a change every single day in the world by being who you truly are, who you were meant to be, and choosing to use your power for the good as opposed to using it to destroy or to damage. That choice is yours. I encourage you to use it for the highest good of yourself and the highest good of all of those with whom you interact every single day. Thank you for listening to Inspirational Gold. I am Carol Gold. I'll be back here again next, Tuesday evening at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. And in the meantime, please spread the word about this show. I believe I have a unique message. I believe that is my mission in life, is to inspire you to be the best you can be and understand that you are both logical, rational, and creative, intuitive, and the power of you resides in the harmony of both of those. Thank you very much. God bless. I'm Carol Gold.
You've been listening to Inspirational Gold with Carol Gold. Please check out Carol's blog on her website at www.carolgold.com. You can email her at contact@carolgold.com. Carol can also be heard Fridays at 10 a.m. Central on Above the Fray podcast with co-host Steve Clark. Please visit Carol's fan page on Facebook at Above the Fray podcast. And follow her on Twitter at Carol Gold now. It's great having you be a part of creating a better world. Until we're all back together again.
Namaste. Namaste. Namaste.